Shalom, and welcome to Congregation Beth Am's Parashah podcast. I am Rabbi David Kornberg. I'm here with my partner, Rabbi Matthew Earn. And this week, we are speaking about Parashat Yitro. Now, Yitro is most well known for its contents of the Ten Commandments. It is the first of two times we see the Ten Commandments in our Torah. And yet, this section, or the name of this particular parsha, is not the Ten Commandments. It's Parashat Yitro. And it focuses on a character who's fascinating within our tradition, not only within the Torah, but the rabbis and the Midrash. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. So Rabbi Earn, let's talk Yitro.
Our Torah has a lot of audacity that it displays in choosing the name of our Torah portion, Yitro. You would think the name of this week's Torah portion should be Torah or some word related to the revelation, which is central to who we are as Jews. And yet the name of this week's Torah portion comes from a Midianite priest who is the father-in-law of the Moshe Rabbeinu. And I think to me that's illuminating to us as far as what is the message we're to get out of this week's Torah portion.
So the question of how do we as Jews relate to people around us who are not Jewish is huge. And it's something that has been part of our conversation ever since this very Parsha and moving all the way through the rabbis. And it's still something that we talk about each and every day today in the modern world. Mm-hmm. What is our relationship with people who are not Jewish? What is our relationship to people who, though they themselves are not Jewish, want to be engaged and involved with our community? Because that's sort of what we see in Yitro. Yitro is a Midianite priest, mm-hmm. and yet he's sort of, through most of our story, his focus is really on Moshe, on helping Moshe lead his people, mm-hmm. on making sure that the people of Israel are going to be successful, not just his own people, mm-hmm. but the people of Israel. And it's one of the things I think that makes him such a powerful character.
What draws Yitro to Moshe? The text gives us two answers. The first is family. His wife, Moshe's wife, is his daughter, and he brings his daughter and his two children to Moshe. And perhaps might be easier if you're the Midianite priest to be able to have your own children in your own tent, but no, like Yitro brings Tzipora and his grandchildren to Moshe, their father. And I think that says a little bit about that he wanted his family to be close together. And then he is aware of the miracle that Moses, God, does in bringing the people of Israel out of Egypt, and he wants to pay respects to that. So it's this combination of convenience, right, and conscience, right, that brings Yitro to the people of Israel. And I think that's a good model for us as far as how we encounter the stranger, perhaps in our midst.
I like that. I like the way that you are thinking about that. And I think that as we look at people today, there are people who engage with us, the Jewish people, through both of those models. Mm-hmm. Through convenience, they have no choice. They're dealing with it, people who are Jewish, they're connected into the Jewish community in a lot of different ways, just externally. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who also look at Judaism and said, well, for whatever reason, I myself am not ready or willing or able to convert to Judaism, but I'm going to respect and support the Jewish people. Sometimes it's their own family. Mm-hmm. I'm going to respect and support the learning, the tradition, and those sorts of things. And we have some very incredible people within our congregation who do that.
Yeah, they are drawn not only to the people, but the message. There are many who stand outside our walls or come into our walls because of what it is that we are to uphold, right? Our commitment to justice, our commitment to being a part of a people that have lasted for generations in diaspora. And oftentimes, you know, we don't see that in ourselves. And when someone comes in and says, I see that in you, it perhaps reinforces, right, you know, our own identity.
This idea of having an outside view in is so powerful.
Yeah.
Yep. Right? Because we get myopic. We get so focused on our own stuff. We don't see what is around us. And to have somebody from the outside mm-hmm. come in and say, so here's what I see as important. It's so interesting, as you well know, I work with our conversion candidates here at Congregation Beth Am, and it is, all of them are different. Mm-hmm. All of them come in for different reasons. All of them connect to Judaism in a very different way. But it's so amazing to me to hear them speak about Judaism and watch very often their Jewish significant other mm-hmm. say, I never thought about that. Right? Yeah, yeah, that outsider's yeah. view. Yeah. That's outsider's view of being able to say, wow, you know, I see what you're doing and here's right. what's great. Right. And maybe sometimes here's what you need to think about.
Right.
Because that tochacha, that right. that is important right. as well. And to some degree, that's what Yitro did, right? Yitro came to Moshe and said, look, you're trying to do everything all yourself and you can't do it. Let me tell you, let me give you some advice from my world. Yep. That may help you.
And just a small note is that Yitro never converts, you know, for the record, right? Yitro stays in his space, but still lives at different times within the tents of the people of Israel. And I think that's worth noting that sometimes we can appreciate the outside-in view from someone who's not necessarily going to become a convert, but just enjoys spending time within and amongst the Jewish people.
You know, it's so important in today's day and age that we are cognizant of the way we as progressive Jews, especially yeah. in the United States,
yeah.
the way we interact with people that are around us. And look, being a conservative Jewish rabbi, as both of us are, being a conservative Jewish synagogue, as we are, mm-hmm. there are halachic legal limitations mm-hmm. in terms of what we can do and can't do. Right?
Yeah.
If you're not Jewish, you're not going to be able to come up for an aliyah to the Torah and say the blessings. If you're not Jewish, we're not going to be able to officiate at that marriage. And that's a big conversation right now
yeah.
within yeah. our movement in terms of where yeah. that goes. And I don't know that it's going to be answered anytime soon, but none of those limitations should limit the way in which we welcome, the way in which we engage, the way in which we connect
right.
with people who want to be a support
right.
Of us. And as we talked about leaving Israel, we said that there was a mixed multitude that went with him. There were mm-hmm. people that left with the Jewish mm-hmm. people that weren't Jewish
mm-hmm.
and continued to be not right. Jewish and support.
Right. Right. Right.
And that was always a part of who we are.
Right. I'm glad you voiced all those scenarios where we encounter as rabbis, members who are not Jewish or people who are connected to our community who don't come from a Jewish background. And I think Yitro gives us a good lens for how to see and appreciate that. Yitro is family. And just on that fact, the Torah doesn't say, oh, because Yitro loves God, right? That's why Moses, we don't know. Yitro could have just been his wife's father-in-law, and just on that fact alone, he was willing to welcome him into his tent and hear him. And I think there's a lot of importance to those who are linked to our community through familial connections, that on that fact alone, we don't have to judge them. Like, family is family, and that, you know, should be respected. And similarly, how wonderful it is for someone to want to sit within our walls, right, and join us for our activities, right, because they are Jewish, right, and I think sometimes, you know, that appreciation, you know, I don't know if people are aware just how appreciative we are, right, because we, when we're, you know, within this office, right, and we see members who come and that are not Jewish or who come from an interfaith place, and they come wanting to partake in Jewish activities. That's exciting and very rewarding for us to see.
And it's incredibly supportive of not just their own family, but everybody, right? To be able to see, to have Jews see other people saying, hey, this is important. That supports us in a way that you don't see very often. And it's really quite incredible. I agree with you. So here we are ultimately at one of the climactic moments of the Torah, where we find the Ten Commandments, and yet the name of this parsha, the start of this parsha, all connects us into recognizing that this is not just about us in this world. We are connected to people that are around us. We have something to share with them, this Torah, this enlightenment. And there are many people, whether they decide to become an official part of our community or not, there are many people that want to be a part of that and to celebrate along with us.
It's not just, if you scan outwards, it's not just at the climactic moment. But how does the Exodus story happen? It doesn't happen without Bat Paro, a Pharaoh's daughter. How do the Chalutzim, how do the people of Israel first enter into our land of Israel, right? Without Rahab, and there's some Midrashim that she's actually related to Yitro, that's a whole other story. But the Torah places non-Jewish people, non-tribal people in our path, I think to serve as a constant reminder to us that we don't live in this world in isolation and that we have much to learn from people who are different than us.
And so we celebrate that. Yeah. We celebrate those people that are within our community. We celebrate those people that have come in from outside and chosen to become Jewish.
Yeah.
We celebrate those people that have come in from the outside and chosen maybe not to change their own religion, but chosen to support and raise and be part of the education of their Jewish children. And we, as rabbis here at Beth Am, are so grateful for all of the Yitros that are out there, mm-hmm. that have made us who we are.
Yes, well said.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining this week's Parsha podcast. You can always go back and hear any ones that you've missed at www.betham.com/podcasts. And we wish you a Shavuot Tov, a great week.